good to be here. I don't know about being up here, but it's good to be here. If y'all get a chance, Mike's got a computer set up back there with pictures from the church in Pachuca. And so if you get a chance to see them, and if you want to know who some of the brothers and sisters, we don't have very many, so it won't take long to tell you, but it would be good to know some of the names, especially the ladies, since we ladies are speaking. If you want to know some of the names of the ladies, it would be good. We'd appreciate their prayers, and I know they would appreciate your prayers, especially one sister who's faithful to go with us, door knocking. Her name is Mari, and if you want to know who she is, it would maybe give you, you know, a visual of who she is. I at times lose my passion for lost souls, and that's not a very good thing for a missionary to admit, I guess. But you know, with the daily life, with everything, especially now that I have a little one again to raise, it just seems like, you know, the daily things, I lose my passion, my compassion, and for the lost souls. And I'm not sure how long ago we started door knocking. I can't think if it was just 6 months or almost a year, but we ladies started door knocking every Monday. And so far, a couple ladies went with us a couple times, a couple of sisters, but most of the time they can't go because they work. So we have one sister, Mari, who goes with us every Monday. And so it's usually us five missionary wives plus Mari. And it's not something that I do easily. It's really hard for me to go door knocking because I don't like to be bothered when I'm at home. And that's how I feel like I'm doing to them. So I have to keep telling myself every door I go to, I've got something worth their while.
Exactly.
Because it's really hard. You know, since I don't like to be bothered when I'm in my home, I really have a hard time knocking on those doors. And it's not really shame, you know, anything like that. It's just, oh, they're going to feel just like I do. So I have to keep telling myself, what I have is worth selling.
Amen.
And of course, probably like y'all, we do come across, you know, people who are either real hateful. We thought Kelly was going to get slugged there a while back. Joey was talking about being confident and bold, and you know, and she gave a tract to this one. I think it was like a teenage son of a man. He came out, took the tract. Well, the dad came out and started yelling at her, and she started, you know, very calmly. In fact, I couldn't hardly hear her. Very calmly telling him what we were there for. And he started yelling at her and started to leave the house, go across the street. Well, then just about then, Kelly said, kind of as a last parting thing, something to the effect of, you know, what you trust in is not going to save you. The Virgin Mary will not save you. And boy, I thought he was going to come back and hit her. And he was just really, really upset. They don't want to hear that. But it's in a way better to hear that than to hear what I heard, which is the guy yelled at me through the gate. Not yelled, but I mean loud, because he didn't want to come out. No, thanks, you know. And I said, well, can I leave you a tract? No, I'm an atheist, so just take it. And I said, well, can I just leave it with you? You can read it. No, it's okay. God bless you. I figure that out, you know. And then you get some that do take them, but they're, you know, I'm trying to get as much said as I can, because they're backing, while they're taking it, they're backing into their house, you know. So yeah, I'm really, you think I speak fast, I really speak fast, and I'm trying to get it out so that they at least, you know, are you interested in a Bible study? Are guys preaching on these streets, you know, just anything to get their attention. And so we have some that don't take them for just, they don't care, some that are really hateful, and, you know, actually, we do get a lot of our tracts thrown on the floor. The guys preached at the market the last Sunday we were there, and when we got done, there was tracts torn, there were tracts all over the ground, which was sort of discouraging, you know, because you want them to keep them. And
I'm nice tracts.
God loves you or something like that. Where they say, of course. But anyway, so we do have that. But then I had one guy, I mean, because I've had some people take them, but, you know, I've not felt real good about it. They say, oh, yeah, sure. Or they'll tell me, I'm a Christian too, and so I'll try to talk to them. Well, I can't right now. But I had one guy, I was just going to ring his bell, and a young man walked to the door with his backpack. There's a university close by, I figured out. I didn't realize it till I saw so many young people walking in the streets with backpacks. And so I asked, and he came to the door, and I said, could I give you a tract? It's about the Bible. And he said, sure, I'm on my way to university. And I said, well, do you have any questions or any doubts? We can, you know, we can even give you a Bible study. One of our guys can give you a Bible study if you would like. And he said, yeah, if you could send someone to me. And I was just so excited, you know. I mean, the first one that really, on his own, asked me. And so I asked Marco if he would take it, since it was a young man. And I think he's given him several so far. I don't think he's gotten saved, but he is open. And so we do pray for fruit in this area. Our guides are also preaching the same streets. And so I've been telling them, I think they're behind us quite a bit, but I've been telling the people, you know, our guides are preaching the street. If you see them by 11 o'clock and then again in the afternoon, come out and listen to the gospel. And
Amen.
So that's what we ladies are doing. And like I said, Mari is really, she's a sister who's real crippled up with arthritis. And but she's there every Monday. She's there with us. And the other thing that we're doing is that we have Bible prayer meeting every Friday. The ladies do. And it's a time that we pray, of course, for the church, for the other ladies, for the different missionaries all over Mexico, for the different churches all over Mexico. We get to hear with the epistle, we get to hear the different things. And sometimes just brothers will call and say, will you pray for this? And so, you know, in our meetings, we do try to give announcements from other churches or brothers and sisters that need prayer. And so we ladies get together every Friday. And again, it's usually just the five of us plus Mari. She's there every Friday. And then and usually Magali, which is the, you'll see her back there also. She's a young mom. She has a baby. Last year, or 2 years ago, right, Terry, when the last conference was?
Yeah.
2 years ago. She's the only one that went with us. She was newly married at the time, but she has a baby now, and so she's there every Friday.
Amen.
And so that's the time that we do, you know, we do pray for the church. And I have to also remind myself that the Lord does want to hear our prayers. He doesn't hear our request. I wanted to read a verse, and I forgot. It's in Colossians 1:13-14. And this is what I have to also remind myself when before I go door knocking. It says, "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins." And I have to keep reminding myself, because it's been so long since I got saved, really long, that I, you know, I do forget that I was in that power of darkness, and that these people, it really is dark down there. They have no hope. They think they do, but it's so sad to see that their hope is, you know, that man got mad, but his hope is based on lies. And I have to remind myself that he has delivered us from the power of darkness. And the, you know, that we have forgiveness of sins. That to me is just, what more could the Lord do than give me? And I guess maybe it's because the older I get, the more I realize just really what he's done for me and how he has redeemed me from my sins. The other thing that that we're getting ready to do is the conference that we have every couple years, and that's in June, and the ladies are real excited. Not all of them can go, but several are going. And Magali, like I said, the young lady, the young mom, she's really excited. She's the only one with us last time, and now this time there's going to be more going. But pray for the different ones. Terry, Debbie, I think, and then a bunch of Mexican sisters are going to share. So it's not only a time of hearing the Word of God and trying to apply it to our lives afterwards, but also a good time of fellowship with all the churches in Mexico. We get to see people who, especially when you're starting to work, you know, you don't go back to the other churches that much, and so you get to see sisters. I see sisters that I haven't seen. Well, now it's been 2 years, but before that it had been a long time. So it's a real good time of fellowship for all the churches to get together and just have fellowship, you know. And it's about 250. It's been about 250 ladies every time. So pray for the ladies that are going to share there. And I just want to thank y'all for being co-laborers with us. Because of your sacrifices and your prayers, we are able to be there. In Nehemiah 4:6, it says, "So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work." And it makes me think, not only do we need to have a mind to work as we're down there, but y'all with us, I know you have a mind to work. I mean, it's obvious. You care for missions, and that is the way that the wall is going to be built. And then in Philippians 1:27, it says, "Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." And like I said, it's not something I'm real proud of, that I sometimes lose my compassion or lose the focus of why we're there. But with the daily life, it does happen, as I'm sure it probably does here to some of you. But it is something that we need to strive together, and that's what we're trying to do. And I know, and I feel that y'all are doing that with us. And that's one thing that is encouraging to us, and we do share that with the people down there. That's a church in San Antonio prays for us, that the church in San Antonio, because of the church in San Antonio, the vision you've had is why they've heard of Christ and why now they are saved and why they should go out and tell others. And I just thank you for having that vision with us and for striving together with us.
Amen.